What really makes us better people is our capacity to question the status quo to achieve positive change. If you are seeking to adopt new habits, to learn about a kind lifestyle, low-waste living, and speaking up for justice, you have come to the right place. Together, we will make the switch that will light up this world. I'm Morgan, and I'm happy to welcome you on this journey. Beautiful souls, ready for this new episode. Today I'm bringing you two quite everyday basis topics. These two topics can become quite important in someone's life or not at all important. And without further ado, these two topics are money and minimalism. I just wanted to bring you an insight into my different experiences, like my everyday, how I deal with those two topics. How are they present in my life, and what used to be my perspective on those two topics? And first to bring some matter to this episode, I just want to provide you with the definition of the both notions. So we have money and minimalism. So money, and I took both definitions from the website Merriam-Webster, which is an online English dictionary. So money is something that is generally accepted as a medium of exchange, a measure of value, or a means of payment. And then we have minimalism, a style or technique, as in music, literature, or design, that is characterized by extreme spareness and simplicity. So, what's with me? What's with money, and what's with minimalism? So money, I think it was never like a huge prevailing topic in my life. It was never a topic that's hard to deal with. But I had some preconceptions about money. I was very often envious of people who had a lot of money, because I thought, you know, they have it all and they have a good job, so I have lots of money, so they can buy lots and lots of things. And so I thought in a way that it defined success and happiness. So my mental image was like, you need a lot of money if you want to be happy, because when you have a lot of money, you can buy a lot of things, and then you can be happy. So money, then owning, so possession of things, and that makes you happy. That's like my kind of a close mindset that I kind of had before. And of course, whenever I witness an ambulance or firefighters that go by, I think to myself, I'm glad I'm not in there. Like, I'm thankful I'm not in there. And at the same time, I hope the person or persons who are in there are going to be okay. So every time you see an ambulance, firefighters, just give a little prayer to the person or persons who are hanging in there. So that was my view about money earlier in my life, more when I was like in my teenage years. And then my thoughts about minimalism were like, it's kind of extreme, and it's just, you know, for spiritual hippie people or some weird architects with empty houses with white kitchens. That was my my visualization of minimalism. And now this has changed, I would say, both my views about minimalism and money have greatly changed. I think first, like, about minimalism, I think my view has changed because it's become really important in my life now, and that's, in my eyes, it's only because I went vegan. And then after making this step, it just opened so many different doors and brought so many opportunities in my life that guided me toward minimalism. And I think it was a must for me so that I could realize, yeah, so that I could really reflect upon maybe some existential questions or reflect upon some of my misconceptions that I used to have. And yeah, that's the same case for money. I view it more like something that helps me reach some of my goals. Of course, I'm convinced that you don't need money to fulfill all of your dreams or to achieve all of your goals in life. It certainly helps you, especially if you have I guess kind of material dreams. If your dream, I don't know, is to own a huge house, well, you're gonna have to spend some money because it's just how it is. And you know, it's not bad. Like, I cannot tell that someone who wants to have a big house is bad. It's their choice. But I know that they're going to have to deal with the consequences. And that's something that you shouldn't take lightly, because you might have regrets later, especially if you have to take a loan. And, you know, if you have to end up just paying your whole life for a huge house, which you probably barely even live in because you're so busy with your job, then what's the point? But if that's one of your dreams, then just go for it. Now, I also view money as a way of supporting a company with ethical values, with values that align with mine. So, you know, whenever I can, the rare times where I actually buy something new, if that's something I cannot avoid, because at this time, and I've been already doing it for some years, I'm more living with this concept of, I think Greta Thunberg names it stop shop, which means that you only buy new things, brand new things, if that's something you cannot avoid and which you cannot find maybe secondhand. And yeah, so when I do have to make a purchase, that's going to involve that something has to be made out of, you know, from scratch, and that needs resources, then I want to be sure that I'm financing the good kind of company, the good kind of people. Of course, has to be vegan, if it's skincare of that kind of thing, but I don't buy this kind of products. But first, that's one of like the criteria. Then I want to make sure that it's sustainable. And let me just give you, for example, the example of protein powder. It's definitely not something that I really need, but I enjoy it as a way to, you know, to help me build muscle in my practice. And I also enjoy the taste of it. And thanks to Mark, my boyfriend, I came across Vivo Life. And that's just a brand that, like, they fill all my different criteria. They're sustainable, their packaging is compostable. All their products are vegan. There are people with just like such a big heart, and they always like make you stay like, how could I say that? They always want you to reflect upon why you're buying something. And for example, for Black Friday, I think they called it Green Friday or something last year, and they told people, you know, don't buy our products on this Black Friday if you don't need any. And I think they didn't, they only had some sales in there, or they didn't have anything on sale, I don't know. But it was like, the message was like, you know, buy something if you really need it, if it's meaningful for you, otherwise don't. And think about your impact, think about your footprint with every purchase choice that you make. And that was a powerful message, and not many companies do that, because the goal, as always, is just to produce more, to sell more, and to make more money. So yes, whenever I do make a purchase that involves a brand new object, I want to make sure that it's that kind of company. Money for me is also something that enables me to live some magical experiences, like marketing experiences that I would not be able to live if I didn't have the money. And by that I mean, I'm not saying it's something you're doing like every month. That's the point. It's just like some really marking like life experiences, such as great concerts, some kind of events that really like provoke a lot of emotions in you, and that might help you, you know, to move on as a person. Just those kind of things that do you good, like going to the thermal, I don't know how it's called in English, like a thermal station, in French that's how we say it, where you have like a whirlpool and you have some saunas and hammam and like the kind of places where you really, really take care of yourself. And it's not something that I'm necessarily willing to do every week, but if I could, I would just do it like once a month, or once every 2 months maybe. And because I think that's something that's worth investing money in, because it's your temple, it's the way you treat yourself, and it's getting rid of the stress, and it's also a day where you really get to relax with some of your beloved ones. And yeah, I just love going to those to the thermal station with my boyfriend, and I know that every time we go in such a kind of place, then it's always a very emotional experience for us. And when we look back, we're just so happy that we went there. And yeah, so that kind of things, or like concerts, you know, when you have an artist that you've been dreaming of for such a long time, and you just know that their music is something that triggers something like in your guts, like you can feel, you can resonate with their music. If you know that's something that makes you vibrate, then just go for it. And you don't have to be ashamed of putting a lot of money in it, because if you see it as an experience that's fulfilling you, that's like nourishing you, then you should just do it. And you know, I think in life, people have kind of lost the true value of things. Like they've lost the sense of value. They evaluate, like they estimate objects as having so much value, and they totally forget that the most simple moments or the most simple things can have such a great value. they put so much value in houses, like I said, in having so much furniture, but they forget like how maybe sharing an evening with someone at a concert can just like, you know, tighten their bond a bit more, or going, like I said, to this kind of place where you relax with someone, that's something that's going to really to bring more value to you. It's gonna add more value. So it's not like you're just throwing money at the window. It's more like you're making an investment, but this investment at the same time is going to nourish you back. And that's why I'm telling you, you know, if you have this sense of value and you just don't just accumulate stuff that don't have a meaning to you, then do it. Do what really, yeah, what really nurtures you. Money is also a great way sometimes to help people travel. As for me, I don't think I'm a person who would just do Europe all by bike. I would certainly not take flights anymore, but I would take a car or a train and or a bus, like a Flixbus. Like I would first look for the most environmental friendly ability that I have, and that still includes a bit of comfort. And then I would just explore where I live now, where I live in Germany, or I would explore Europe. And that's something that money can enable me. It's also to it helps me to have access to some foods that align with my values, such as low waste shops. Yeah, like most of the foods we have, which are fresh, we get them for food sharing, so we don't have to pay for them. But when I have to pay for foods, then I want to have some good quality foods, and I want to make sure that I reduce my waste as much as possible. So I would go into low waste shops. Then, how I view minimalism. Now I would simply define it like this. It's a meaningful way of living that allows me to live, experience, and own only what has a value and sparks joy in my eyes. So in the 45th episode of this podcast, I've talked about the KonMari method. So Marie Kondo is a Japanese author, and her book is called The Magic of Tidying Up. And this book really, it triggered the beginning of my journey with minimalism. And now it's something that's necessary for me to question myself on a daily basis, to question my possession of things, if the things that I own really still do have a meaning and a role to play in my life. And if it's not the case, then I have to discard them in some way, either first by finding someone that might enjoy those objects, so, or you can exchange your objects with other people's possessions, find a way to recycle. If the first is not possible, find a way to upcycle, maybe give a second use to those objects. And then, yeah, I just really want to be sure when I look at the things around me in my apartment that, you know, they are there for a reason and I chose them for a reason. And then when it comes to buying minimally or buying minimally, I think, I always secondhand shop. Like I said, if I really don't have a choice, I would do what's called stop shop. But otherwise, I buy my clothes secondhand. Even the electronic stuff here, what we use with Mark, is everything secondhand. And minimalism for me is also about being more aware and conscious about my footprint, my impact on the environment, and not contributing to this mass consumption, which for me, mass consumption, it doesn't mean anything to me anymore. I don't want to be part of it. Sorry. All right, E. Sorry, got interrupted. Yeah, so I've talked about the KonMari method in my 45th episode. Marie Kondo is a Japanese author. She wrote the probably a bestseller book, The Magic of Tidying Up. And she explains like how you can go through your house and really discard things that don't bring joy in your life anymore. And that's really, I think it's an important stage, like step in your life, so that from that point on, then you start seeing, considering like broadening your circle of of minimalism, I would say, and you start applying this method to different aspects of your life. And then you think about like, do all my relationships bring meaning to my life? Are all the people I'm in contact with or in relationship with, do they all bring me love and respect? Do I matter to them, and do they matter to me? It just like triggers this thinking. When you start visualizing your life from that perspective, then I think it really allows you to see clearer, definitely, because then when you one by one, when you reduce your Facebook friend list, or when you just get rid of some contacts that don't mean as much as before, then you start also clearing your mind. And I think that's also, that's definitely a big aspect of minimalism. It clears up your mind. It clears up your soul. It clears up your apartment. And I will definitely make like an episode in the coming weeks on our new apartment. Probably will make a video about our new apartment on our YouTube channel called Eat the Rainbow, maybe on the Positive Switch as well. And just explaining you guys like what was our decision process like when it came to buying new stuff that we didn't have, like chairs and table and desk and all the new things, even the things that we used to film with and to create content for you. So if you're interested, just stay tuned. I think that will be everything about minimalism and money today. Please just get in touch with me. Just let me know, like, what is your view on money and minimalism, or how did it evolve through the years? What is your mindset like now regarding money and minimalism? And yes, I think that's how we're going to close up now. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for paying attention to what I have to say, to the few words I have to give to try and make this world a little bit better. And I will see you in the next one. Bye bye.